Andor, I would like to ask you about the technical background of this boat. Like, what is the material? What concept did you follow when you started building it?
The concept was really easy because this boat was forming in my mind since 15 years. Since I retired, I followed all the innovations in the class. Generation by generation, I could see the boats, and inside, outside, a lot of friend of mine is sailing in this fleet, and I could visit these boats, and I saw what kind of developments they follow and what kind of developments is coming really successful. So this boat, when I finally designed, is a kind of combination, the best innovations and that kind of vision which I had from the very past. All together, it resulted for me a really reliable, safe, strong, but fast boat. That is my vision in the moment. This boat should be competitive. Meantime, it was not so easy because the IMOCA rules changed a lot, especially after the last One Day Globe. And this kind of change I had to follow, because if I want to have the boat measured, I have to follow the latest up-to-date rules and informations. The boat is full of carbon fiber, regular carbon fiber. We used for core material only Erex core. I don't like the honeycomb at all, and didn't use for any section of the boat, only foam. And we used Araldite epoxy resin, which the best quality, and I always used for these boats, and the highest quality for the prepreg. The boatyard where the boat is building, it is under construction now, makes their own prepreg carbon fiber material, and the latest and the best quality of vacuum infusion technology. Or the grams we could save. We did, because this quality is really high quality, and we finished the boat on that way, which I really liked. The construction is finished at the moment. Painted, and we transported from the Pauger boatyard. I transported to my yard, and we start equipping with the winches, tracks, all the accessories, and all the instruments. We start to put in electronics, engine, and instruments. So this very important, but the last part of the job is underway at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, this sounds really professional and very impressive. And as far as I know, you always have to follow a set of rules which are set by the IMOCA, like certain rules which you have to follow when you build your boat. And what are these latest rules? Did you have to change anything after the latest General Assembly in France?
We had two General Assemblies, one of them right after the One Day Globe. It was in April. And the latest was in October, a couple of weeks before. And yes, that made a very strong influence on my design, because meantime, the water ballast tank system changed in the boat. Only two ballast is allowed for the future. One of them is in one tank, 1,500 liters in front of the keel, in front of the mast. And another water ballast tank is in the stern. It's also 750 liter in one tank. It's centralized. The side ballasts changed the RM and the righting moment, and the safety parameters are changed for the boat. So we had to follow this kind of changes. We just finished the inside construction when the rule changed. So we had to cut out some pieces of the water ballast tank. But I was happy to do it, because in spite of that, it caused a little bit more job than I planned, and some lost energy. The fleet on this way will be much more homogene and more fair to each other. I guess that the future boats will be closer to each other, and the competitions will be more exciting from outside, inside, on every aspects. So I like these changes, basically, which is not clean at the moment. It's a wide area. It's not really wide, but close to it, the keel and the mast, because IMOCA wants to have a standardized keel blade, especially, and the mast. Two type of standardized mast will exist in the future. One of the outrigger wing, who likes that should sail with wing mast. The other way is the classical spreaders mast, which I will follow. I like much better this classical way than the new wing way. And we could see there is no speed difference in between, that performance difference in between these two ways. So at the moment, the parameters of the mast is not clean. How heavy it should be, where should be the center of gravity, what kind of material is the highest quality material which we allowed to use. So these questions are not answered for me at the moment. I'm waiting all the information from the technical committee, and very soon I will get these informations and we can finalize the design for the mast. The keel should be very strong, very reliable. For the future, all the keel blade will be made of forged inox material in one piece. And I ordered this forged inox piece from France. We just transport now, and machinery starts to mill, which at least 1.5 months to mill this 7 ton of piece. At last, the blade will be 1,300 kilos, and the rest of the material is just shaved pieces and go to the garbage bag. So this is the way now, and the boat is closer and closer to finish. When this kind of job will be finished, we will transport the boat to the Adriatic Sea, probably to Slovenia. And the final scrutineering by the measuring committee will be done there. We have to make the upside-down test and a lot of tests and three-dimensional photo scan and all the scrutineering which necessary to do. And after that, I start sailing. For the further 3 years which is ahead, I want to start at least on 5-6 competitions, races. At the moment, it is not finished, not sure which race will be the first, because that race which I want to race is not officially announced, but which is sure is the Barcelona World Race, which starts next December. After that, the next 3 years with the One Day Globe 16 at the end. So this series, which belongs to the IMOCA World Championship, I would like to race.